What's up, people? This is Adam Maxwell, and you're listening to the Guns, Oil, and Dirt podcast. Now get ready. It's showtime.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Guns, Oil, and Dirt podcast. It is Sunday, December, 11th?
No.
What is it?
10th?
10th, 11th? Unknown. Well, welcome back. It's been a little while. Last episode we did was in October. We kind of missed November because November got crazy. And now it's December. And we're going to do a little bit of a recap. And then I was going to talk about my kind of like 12 days of Christmas wish list kind of prepper things that I shouldn't say prepper, but like outdoorsy guy things that I kind of like and would like to get for Christmas this year or any year or whatever.
Good, because now I know what you want for Christmas and I could go Christmas shopping.
Yeah, you're already done Christmas shopping. You and I both know it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, but first, let's kind of go over what's happened in the last month since the last podcast. We had Thanksgiving. We had family over. And it was good. We did something a little different this year. We had a smoked turkey, which is a really good idea. Smoked turkey is awesome. So we had a whole smoked turkey, and then we had a side of more smoked turkey parts. I did like two thighs, two wings, and I think a second breast, which all actually went down pretty good.
Do you think that helped cut down your time to have more time enjoying than cooking?
I don't know. It still was a lot of time cooking, remember? Because I smoked it all morning.
Oh.
So I did a lot of cooking. Still, I still stand with the argument where you tell everybody to come over at like noon or one. Should always tell my dad to come over at like nine because he'll just help me cook. Makes it easier on me to make him have to help. I know he doesn't want that, but it'd make it easier for me to have a second cook outside with me for that. Maybe next year I'll ask him to borrow the deep fryer or the turkey fryer.
Yeah.
We can fry a turkey. And then, of course, as always, we went and did a little, what do you call it, Black Friday shopping?
Yes, we did.
Day after Black Friday shopping. And we did pretty good. We went out, had some fun.
Yes. And what did you buy?
I don't know. What did I buy?
What did you buy on Black Friday? What deals did you get out there?
So I was able
to... What were you going for?
I was able to pick up another Milwaukee battery with a power inverter on it, which was really sweet deal. Got a 6-amp-hour battery with a power inverter to 110, which can run small electronic devices and charge your phone. I've not tested it to see how many charges I can get out of my phone. Probably a lot, considering the size of the battery. But I could run something like a refrigerator for like a half hour or an hour if we had to. Or the small chest freezer downstairs. So if we had to, I can use that for something like that. Or, I mean, we could run a small, like a box fan or something, probably like 5 or 6 hours with that thing, which is pretty nice. I did bring that up when I got it because I told you, I was like, it'd be nice to have something like this for when the power goes out all the time.
So it could run my blow dryer.
Cannot. There's not anything in the world that can actually power a blow dryer. I would have to buy like two of those Generac generators to run the 60 million watts of power that a blow dryer has.
It's not fair.
Well, I mean, it's not fair that you own one. Yeah, that's probably what I'd go with.
No, it's not fair that they haven't made technology like that yet. They should have made it by now.
Made it like what? Like, so your blow dryer is less power consuming?
They probably have, and it's called, they put backup generators in the house.
Yeah. Or they just need that every blow dryer doesn't have to run on 2,000 watts of energy.
Someday.
Yeah.
What else did you get?
So, I also went and got, or actually I should say we. This was a wee thing. We also went and got a really nice Craftsman toolkit that was like 200 plus pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Craftsman toolkit for $89, which was really impressive, actually, considering it's got quarter inch and 3/8 and half inch drive sizes in there and a bunch of different sockets, which I really needed to because as a guy who works on a bunch of things in a bunch of different places, I'm always taking sockets and putting them in a tool bag and wandering off and then never putting anything back in my toolbox. So I got a toolbox that's missing a bunch of sockets and they're all laying around all over the garage. So hopefully I'm going to be a little better organized with this box, and this can be the box I take with me places like up north or something when I go places and need a toolkit with me at all times. Was it in November that I went up north with Dad? Or that was October, right?
October.
After the podcast?
No, I think before.
Oh. Well, so we went up north in October. We being me and my father and my friend Abe. Sorry about that. And we had run into some trouble, and I realized I didn't have a toolkit with me to fix the problem. Luckily enough, my buddy Abe did. So it kind of made me think that I really needed to get some more tools and get a little more organized, which was really nice. And really kind of an eye-opening moment when things go wrong and you don't have the right tools to get it done. So that was kind of nice. Also, when we went to the store, we went to Fleet Farm. And the reason why we went to Fleet Farm is because I wanted to pick up another Rock Island 1911. I picked up one last year. I talked about it. This year they had it for sale again for $3.99. And I wanted to get another color. And I swear if they do it one more year, I'm going to buy another one.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive I would buy another one.
What if they do it after again next year?
Unless they change colors, I think would be enough.
Were you going to say it's a tradition? You're going to buy one then every year?
I almost want to, but after one more, I don't think I need another 1911 ever. Like, five is probably enough.
What if their reason for doing the sale every year is because they know you get one, like, now, every year?
I don't think anybody cares about what I buy out there. But buying another one would just... Now it's just filling the safe with things that are almost unneeded or unnecessary. But I bought another one this year in a different color than the one last year. Not that I needed another one, but it's kind of cool to have a little bit of variety.
No, you have to have a pair.
Well, yeah.
You have to have one for the other one so it doesn't get lonely.
Yeah, basically. Next year, like I said, if they're still selling the same ones in the same colors, I'm going to probably buy another tan one. That way I have a matching set of tan, basically tactical ones. But that would probably be it for me. I don't know if I could continue to buy things like that just for the fact that I buy things like that. But while I was... What do you want to say? While I was doing my background check paperwork, Megan here was kind of wandering around the cases and something caught her eye. And she was very hesitant. But of course, I was like, well, if you see something you like, because I didn't have a long list of things to get her for the holidays. I was like, if you see something you like, speak up and we'll look into getting it. So what did you get?
I got a Kimber.
You got a Kimber what?
Micro.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Micro what?
A limited edition Bel Air.
Yeah, you got a Kimber Micro Bel Air, which was
It's very pretty.
It's teal and chrome.
Yeah, it's like the Tiffany colors.
Yeah, so it's like they call it robin's egg blue. Some places I call it teal still. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's teal and chrome.
Yes, and it's so, very, very pretty.
Yeah, if you guys check out the Instagram, I already posted a picture of it.
It's very fancy.
Yeah.
It's my fancy gun.
Yeah.
My fancy bling bling. Yes.
Yeah, your bling bling.
Mm-hmm.
So we picked up one of those also for reasons unknown other than the fact that she...
It had a discount.
Yeah, it did have a discount on it, but she liked it and it was pretty and we got one. So that...
And I get what I want.
Pretty much. That did happen. So other than that, really not a lot. I mean, other than the usual stuff around here.
You didn't buy anything else on Black Friday. We got our free stuffed piggies.
Yeah, we got a free stuffed animal because Fleet Farm does the free stuffed animal for the first 500 customers, which was nice. We do that every year now.
Mm-hmm. And it's always a different one.
Yep.
So you got that.
Yeah, I did stop at a couple other places, but I don't remember. I didn't get anything big. Like, we weren't really looking for anything else out there.
We weren't really shopping for people either. I mean, because we kind of got that stuff ahead of time, some of it.
Yeah, it's a little hit or miss. Still got to kind of come up with some things for a couple people on the list that are a little more difficult to shop for. But...
Yeah, like you.
I've got the easiest list in the world. It's right there on Amazon. It's super. You just run right down those lists. But, yeah, there's a few things here and there that I wouldn't mind having. And with that being said, we can get into the list.
What list?
The list.
The list list?
Well, this year's list of things that would be cool to get for Christmas. Obviously, sometimes I put things on here that are a little bit, I don't know, over the top because why not? Mm-hmm.
It's your wish list.
Kind of. I could have went real crazy with this. Like, I could have put on, like, an Abrams tank or things like that. But these are kind of things that would be useful to have, somewhat practical. For, I don't know how to explain it. For things that I do every year or every mm-hmm. day. And I didn't go with some of the really basic stuff, though, either. Because there's some stuff that I kind of want to get that's, like, really basic on my list. But I wanted to go with something a little bit more in-depth. So, and there it's kind of a variety this time.
All right. Like I said. So what's on the list?
All right.
For the 12 days of wishes.
Yeah, 12 wishes. So one of them was a military wool blanket that I found on Amazon for $39.99.
Sounds scratchy and itchy.
Yeah, but they're super warm. And wool is one of the fabrics that will maintain 90% of its heating property even when it's completely saturated. So even if they get completely wet, they still keep you warm.
And itchy.
Doesn't matter. You're going to be wearing clothes if you have to use this thing anyway, because you're going to be out in the middle of nowhere, screwed, basically.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a wool blanket to keep in my car or in the Jeep. Some of these things are kind of Jeep related. Because... well, we have a Jeep now, and I'm starting to get that thing put together. I'm going to go through a list later on in a later episode of, like, things to do at the Jeep and things I'm putting into the Jeep. I'm going to do a Jeep tool bag. I'm going to do a Jeep recovery bag. And then, you know, other things that you want for your, you know, off-road use for things like... recovery situations and camping and stuff like that. So But not all of this has to do with jeeping. Not all of this has to do with survival per se. Some of it just has to do with hobbies and things that everybody can kind of relate to, some of them. But the military wool blanket would be nice just because, like I said, emergency stuff, keeping the car. And they're fairly inexpensive and they're really useful. The next thing I actually put on here is a little different. It's VioCore boxing bar. So basically it's a speed bag on a bar with a weight on the bottom. And it also has the reactive bar. So when you throw punches at it, this bar spins around and you have to block and duck punches.
Like, so are you talking about this is fitness equipment?
This one piece is kind of fitness equipment, but it's also kind of, what do you, would you call it? Like training equipment, like fighting.
Oh.
You know, because everybody, I believe everybody should learn to throw a punch and also learn to take a punch.
So it could turn around and hit you back in the head?
It could. Well, there's a bar that spins and yeah, it can hit you. It teaches you how to react.
So it doesn't sound very like safe.
No, it's really safe. It's a padded bar.
So it can knock you out.
No, I mean, it'd have to hit you pretty hard to knock you out, but it can hit you. It's just, it's more of a thing to keep your guard up. So you throw a punch, you hit this bar, it spins around, you got to block it, and then you hit it again, and it'll spin back around the other way. And it just keeps you on your toes, kind of. Just hitting a punching bag isn't very useful sometimes. I mean, I got that punching bag hanging up downstairs, but it's not the same as having something to react against. And I haven't had a sparring partner in years, you know, where I've gone out boxing and stuff like that. And I haven't really done a lot of training lately, which I would like to get back into one of these days. But with my schedule and everything, it's not exactly easy, so... Just something to punch at once in a while isn't too bad.
And it could punch you back. Got it.
Well, yeah. It's like I said, it's the reacting that actually teaches you more sometimes. So, yeah, a punching bar with the reaction bar on it's actually kind of nice to have.
All right.
All right. The next thing is also something different than usual for me, but it's a Gear Hill 5-gallon bucket. Seat cushion. Yeah, it's on Amazon for... Oh, sorry. The last thing, the boxing bar is on Amazon for $89.99. Mm-hmm. And the seat cushion's on Amazon for $32.99.
Okay.
This is for ice fishing.
Oh. Okay.
So it's just a seat top to put on my bucket so that when I'm out ice fishing, I can sit on the bucket.
Oh, because your snow pants don't keep you comfy enough and...
Not when I'm sitting on a bucket.
Oh.
Because you're, so now you're filling the bucket with gear and you put a lid on it. Okay. This lid's got a cushion now though, so you could just sit on it.
Oh, okay.
So when I'm sitting out on the ice, I have a chair and my tackle can go in the bucket and everything and it's all contained.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It makes it easier too because when you put things in the bucket, if you put the seat lid on it, then things don't fly out. Let's say when I'm taking the four-wheeler out on the ice to drive to a different spot to go fishing.
Right.
So it's pretty nice to have. My dad has some. I've used them before. They're pretty sweet. like I said, then that's just for ice fishing stuff. Then the next thing is also for ice fishing. It's the Palmith Ice Fishing Bucket Tool Organizer. So
what's the difference?
Well, this is a, basically, you put this on the outside of your bucket.
Oh, okay.
It goes around the outside. It's almost like a tool belt for your bucket.
Oh.
But it holds, like, your poles and your tip-ups and everything in it.
So that's what it is. It's not the bucket. It's just the...
Organizer that goes outside of it. Yeah, it's not a bucket. It's an organizer. And the other one's just a seat cushion to keep your butt warm so you don't have to sit in the snow.
But a bucket doesn't come with them.
No.
The bucket does come with them.
No, the bucket doesn't come with it.
Oh.
I own the buckets.
Oh, you have to go still and buy the buckets.
Yeah, you would have to go and still buy a bucket. Okay. But
this now, how would you know if the lid would fit on the bucket?
Well, it says it's a universal 5-gallon lit bucket lid.
And how would you know if the tool bag fits?
Also, it says 5-gallon bucket tool bag.
Oh, okay.
A lot of these things are universal in the world. Like when somebody says it's for a 5-gallon bucket, mm-hmm. all 5-gallon buckets are pretty much the same size in America. So any Home Depot or Menards or any bucket, because
that you could get almost for free.
Well, actually, oh, not. They're kind of expensive.
I thought they used to be free.
They're like $6 or $7 now.
Weren't they free?
Nah, not for years.
Or maybe $1 or something like that?
They used to have sales where you could get a free bucket, and then you filled it with as much stuff as you could, and anything that fit in the bucket was like X amount of dollars off.
Uh-huh.
They don't do that anymore.
Oh. Hmm.
But, yeah, it was, like I said, I thought it was a good idea. These are very useful things to have, like tool organizers on your buckets and stuff, because that's another thing we used to do all the time, is we used to just put all of our tools and stuff on buckets. We had jobs to do, and then you can just carry a bucket with a bunch of tools in it instead of having a toolbox. We actually, that's how we do it at work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lots of buckets?
Yeah, mostly. Hmm. And a lot of things get handled with a bucket, and it comes in handy more often than not. So, especially when you're ice fishing, because if you fill the bucket halfway up with water, then when you catch a fish, you throw the fish in the bucket, and it'll stay alive until you get home. And then all your tools and stuff are for ice fishing, all your tackle and poles and tip-ups and stuff are on the outside.
Oh.
All strapped to it. So all you have to do is carry one bucket out to the ice.
Oh.
Or two. Typically two.
Two, so you put the fish in?
Yeah.
Oh. You can put them in a plastic baggie and...
No, you keep them alive.
Oh. So it's not like, but if you go to the fair and they're in plastic baggies and you win them, they're still alive in those.
I guess it's kind of different.
Got it.
Bigger fish, not goldfish.
Oh, not enough oxygen.
Not goldfish.
In the bag for them. Got it.
Yeah, or are they too big of a fish to fit in a bag, but all right.
Okay. What else you got on your list?
All right. I can't pronounce this word, so it's LTMEUTY or LITMUTY, right? Camp Wood Stove. This was $84.99 on Amazon. Basically, it's a small wood burning stove that fits inside your tent.
Is that safe?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's why they make them.
Oh.
But yeah, it's a small wood-burning stove. It comes with a chimney and everything. Yep.
So you put the chimney through the tent?
Yep, actually.
And this is safe?
Mm-hmm. It's what it's designed to do.
Oh. It doesn't catch you on fire?
Typically not.
Okay.
Usually you have to have a heavier design tent. But the exhaust for this thing comes with like a collar on it that's supposed to clip into the part of the tent. It does depend on the type of tent you have, but it is a camp stove or tent stove for camping. So,
and it works. It won't tip it over in that if it's windy outside?
It shouldn't.
Hmm.
So, but it also helps that this thing's kind of contained in itself. It actually looks like an old wood-burning stove, like the old cast iron ones. So, you can put
so how heavy is it then?
I think it says it's about 20 pounds.
Oh.
Not really that heavy.
Okay.
But if you're out camping and stuff and you break that up between a couple of people, because you take it all apart and it folds into a small container, and then, you know, you could split it up if you're camping with a couple of people and each person carries a little bit of it, or... Like in our case, we would probably just have it with the vehicle and then use it outside when we wanted to cook something on it.
Oh, okay.
So it's more of a cooking stove for me than actually a camp in the tent heat.
Okay.
But I was going to use it for something different anyway because I was planning on using it like kind of indoors when the power goes out kind of a thing.
Wait, you can use it indoors too?
Yeah, you would put the chimney up our chimney.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then I could use it like a wood-burning stove indoors.
Oh, you know? Okay.
So I can
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, like I said, like that time our power went out recently.
Uh-huh.
What was it like?
Oh, you can make pizza like in it. And...
No, it's not an oven. It's a stove.
Oh.
You know?
I was confused.
So you use it to like boil water or cook with a pan.
Okay.
Using small amounts of wood. Yeah.
Okay.
So it would be really nice to have in case of emergencies like last time. When I had to use that other little camp stove to boil water so I could have tea because our power went out when I was sick.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of like that.
Cool.
But bigger, big enough that you could put like a full-size frying pan on it and cook.
Okay.
So if we had to make, like our power went out for a long period of time, we had to make dinner.
Oh.
Something like that. Like you could cook all your food on it.
Okay.
It's only a single burner size, but it's pretty cool. So, and then the next thing was the Milwaukee M18 14-inch chainsaw. So it's a 14-inch bar on the what you would call like the overhead handle. So it's a top handle chainsaw. Milwaukee makes two styles of chainsaw. They have like the... one with the handle that's in the way back, that's kind of like a longer setup, and then the one that has the overhead handle. I prefer chainsaws with the overhead handle, a little bit smaller setup anyway. And because I have a regular chainsaw, I don't need a heavy-duty chainsaw to be my electric chainsaw. It would be mostly for cleaning up smaller stuff and taking limbs down.
Is it wireless?
Yeah, it's battery-powered.
Oh, okay. Does it work with all batteries?
It only works with the Milwaukee M18 batteries.
Okay.
That's why I said the Milwaukee M18 cordless chainsaw. Oh. So the tool alone is $349 at Home Depot.
Okay.
The one that I want, obviously, because I want batteries with it. I want batteries with everything I buy. is $699 because the batteries are really expensive.
Yeah.
But that one comes with two batteries and another charger. I don't necessarily need the other charger, but the extra batteries are helpful.
Nice.
So, but yeah, that would be helpful. Again, same reason as all the other things is if our power is out and let's say a tree falls down, you know, I want a cordless chainsaw. I actually have a corded electric chainsaw and a gas Husqvarna chainsaw now. So I'm just trying to cover all the bases there, especially because I want to run, I want to be able to run everything on electricity here or, you know, off the grid electricity here.
Okay. I was going to say, we run everything mainly on electricity here.
I know, but we'll end up.
You mean you want to run it on electricity that doesn't need to be able to be like such plug.
Yeah. Off the grid.
Okay.
Off the grid electricity. Then
so
that comes
get for free.
No, but then that brings me to the next thing that I was looking at is the M18 cordless tire inflator. So this is a small.
Don't you have one of those?
I have an M12.
Oh, okay.
So this is, and we'll actually get into that. So I own the M12 tire inflator. The only problem with the M12 tire inflator is it is a much smaller unit than this one. And the M18 tire inflator can actually air up things like truck tires. So like my M12 tire inflator is really good for things like the four-wheeler or like your car tires and some of my car tires. I actually have to, if I do two tires on my car, I have to change batteries to do the other two tires.
Oh.
Because the M12 batteries are just so small.
Okay.
So the M18 one has enough power to inflate like the 35s on the Jeep, which is the biggest freaking tires we own right now.
Oh, so the one, if you do the one on the Jeep, it wouldn't work?
I go through three batteries to inflate one tire.
For a Jeep.
For the Jeep.
So you got to make sure all three of those batteries are charged.
To inflate one tire.
That's not very helpful.
No, it's not very helpful.
Mm.
Yeah, so the batteries, the M12 batteries don't that last that long in the inflator. And it takes, the little one literally takes, like, if I had a tire completely flat on the Jeep, I bet you it takes about a half an hour, maybe longer, of continuous running, and you would probably burn up the inflator by the time it gets there. The inflator is really good. The one I have is really good for, like I said, your car's tires, my car's tires, the four-wheelers, like bicycle tires, like in no time, really great. And just nice to have something around. It also really good for the trailer.
Oh,
you know, when I got to top off the tires on the trailer.
Yeah.
And it's really easy. Like, you could top off your tires every time your little light goes on, because you turn it on, you set it to whatever pressure you need it to be, and then you just hook it to the tire and hit start, and it automatically sets it to that pressure, no matter what pressure your tire is at when you hook it up. And if it's over, let's say you set it to 32 PSI, which your tire should be around 32 PSI, you could set it to that and it'll always be the right pressure. And if your tire is already at 34, it won't put any air into it.
Oh, okay.
So that's actually something that would be really good for you when your tires are low. You could just grab that and it's that easy. All right. But yeah, that is $179 for just the tool for the M18. And it is $279 for the version that comes with a battery.
Oh.
So.
Got it.
Yep. And that was number 7. So number 8 on my list, or on the 8th day of Christmas, it is actually a Milwaukee M12 400 lumen LED lantern. So, again, because we have so many problems with our power being out all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, actually, I don't want to curse us, but, like, it's almost been 2 months since we've had to go a day without power, which is pretty good for us.
Maybe they've done some fixings.
Oh, we've done some fixing. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this 400 lumen lantern, it's a nice, small, portable lantern. It uses the M12 batteries that I have, and, you know, it should last a couple hours on a battery for continuous use, or, like, what I use them for is I just turn it on and off every once in a while. But, I don't know, I think it's pretty nice looking, and it'd be useful for me for things, again, like camping or use in the garage when the power is out and stuff like that. And, like I said, the price isn't too bad. And since I already have a bunch of M12 batteries, I got to find more useful things to use with M12 batteries. So that one's $69.99 without a battery with it. And that was also found at Home Depot. And for the 9th day of Christmas, I put the M18 compact power inverter, which is the thing that I bought on Black Friday that we already talked about.
Yeah.
But I put it on this list because I think it's just a good thing to have.
Okay.
And maybe even get another one.
Oh.
So the I didn't write the price down on here, but I got the one that came with the battery, a 6 amp hour battery, for $199, and they're right around $99 last time I saw one without a battery. So,
without the battery.
The battery. So you can buy it without the battery. I don't know why you would.
Unless you already have the batteries. That's why you might buy it without the batteries, because you already have enough of those batteries.
I don't care what anybody says. There's no such thing as enough batteries. You can have 100. It's like having ammo and magazines, you know?
Well, maybe some people don't need that many in their home or something, and they...
Yeah, with the price of them.
It might be for business needs too, and not, they don't need that many.
Well, I don't know. I can tell you my work truck, I got 12 batteries on that freaking thing, and I only use 2 of them. But it's good to have 12 batteries in case you need them.
Well, I guess.
So, that's just all I'm going to say about that one. Like I said, it's a really nice power inverter. Depending on the size of the battery that you have, you could charge a lot of things or power a lot of things. It does come with a USB charging port and a micro USB charging port, which actually makes it really cool. So, you know, it pretty much handle anything you can, and it has that 110 outlet on it. So you can technically charge your smaller M12 batteries off of one of your M18 batteries. So it ends up being kind of useful. There's a lot of things you can do with it. And I'd like to have another one at some point. Another thing we should think about getting, or I should think about getting, is a charging like port area. That way that doesn't have just one battery at a time. Like, I need to be able to charge like 4 or 5 batteries at a crack, but that's not on the list.
That's, maybe that's why they sell it separately. Because you have all these batteries. They might have all these batteries and they want to charge like 2 or 3 at a time. So they just sell it separately because the person's like, I don't need no battery to charge.
Yeah, no. Nobody ever says that. Literally, everybody's always like, I have too few batteries. Like I said, it's like having not enough magazines or not enough ammo.
If you say so.
There's never enough ammo.
Never enough?
Never enough ammo.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then this is where, one of the things on this list, before I get to the things that are on my wish list, one more thing that is actually attainable, this is another thing I wanted to get for the Jeep, is the 1,000-watt auto power inverter for your car.
What does that do?
So I found this on Amazon.
Okay.
All right. And what this basically allows you to do, it's $63.99. And basically it uses your car's alternator to allow you to have power when you're out in the woods.
Oh. Okay.
So this goes back to like having extra batteries and stuff like that, or like the tire inflator. You can charge your batteries off of your car because you know how your car doesn't have a 110 outlet?
Okay.
Or like the Jeep doesn't have a 110 outlet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. But yeah, so my pickup truck has 110 outlets built into it because it's a work truck.
Okay.
Right? But like most cars and stuff don't. So if you're ever out somewhere and you need to plug something in, like I said, like if I needed to recharge batteries to, you know, be able to fill up my tires or run the chainsaw, I would need an outlet somewhere to use it. Well, this allows me to have an outlet in the Jeep.
Okay.
That'll run 110.
That so, makes sense.
Yeah, and I need it to be at least a 600, I think it's 600 amp.
5,000 amp?
Yeah. So, power source to run those battery chargers for the Milwaukee Tool stuff. Oh, so,
okay.
I have to do a little bit more research, but yeah, this one should be the one that's big enough to actually charge or run the Milwaukee battery chargers without damaging the new lithium-ion batteries and having a small fire.
Okay.
So, you have to have just enough power.
Cool.
So, all right, and the next two things on this list branch into the world of, like, I wish I could get these things, but it's probably not going to happen. So one of these, the next one I'm going to get to would be a number 11, is the Warn Evo 10S synthetic rope winch. So I don't know if you guys who listen to this were on the Instagram or anything, but I've built a Jeep before for my brother-in-law where I did some work for him where I put the bumpers on and I put a roof rack on and I put fender flares on and I think inner fender wells on his Jeep. And then we put a winch on his. He ended up getting his own winch and I did not do the install on that. But he got a Smitty built winch and he really likes it. He has good luck with that. And like I said, that'd probably be the route I'm going to go. But the pipe dream for anybody who's buying winches is to get a Warn winch. They're the biggest name in winches. And being the biggest name, they have the most expensive winches. So
Yeah, you pay for what you get, right?
You get what you pay for, yes. And I would do the one with the synthetic rope instead of the wire rope. I know certain people feel either way, either side of the fence. I really personally like synthetic rope winches, especially because I have actually watched people die from like chains and cables snapping. So it's always kind of been a problem for me with chain hardware and metal hardware. I actually did just recently pick up a couple of soft shackles, which was pretty sweet that I was able to find those, and they were fairly inexpensive. So I got a couple spare soft shackles laying around too. But the synthetic rope winch would be the way I would go. And the cheapest one of these winches I found was $865 from Northridge 4x4. And that's why I said that's kind of a pipe dream, because I can buy a winch from Harbor Freight that will do the job. I don't know how long it'll run or how good a quality is. And I can go to one of the in-between companies, so that's not a low-end winch, but it's not a worn winch, but like a really good winch, like the Smitty Built ones. And there's a couple other companies out there that are going to be floating right around the $500 range.
Yeah.
For their winch setups. So this is, like I said, just kind of a pipe dream. I'd really love to get the Warren Evo, but you know, it's nice because some of the features it has where it's like got wireless winch control, so I can stand outside the Jeep and rig everything and then pull it up while I'm, you know, put tension on it while I'm standing outside of it and then get in the Jeep and then run it while I'm trying to drive the vehicle off of something. But like I said, it's I wish I could get it, not necessarily that I'm gonna get it.
Right.
And then the next thing on my list is something that
I mean the last thing on your list?
Yes, the last thing on my list. Something I've been looking into for a long time now. It is a Murphy door, closet door. So if you don't know what a Murphy door is like a Murphy bed. It's a door, but it disguises itself as something else.
Mm-hmm.
So this one that I want is actually a bookcase, and it looks like a built-in. And the reason why I want it is because I have a closet in one of the rooms of my house in an area where I've already got some bookshelves, but my bookshelves are full of not books. They're actually full of DVDs. And I don't have a lot of storage, and I thought it'd be a good idea to turn this closet area that I don't want to put a bookshelf in front of this closet, and I can't use the wall next to it because obviously this closet's kind of in a corner where I would really want to have extra storage. So having a bookshelf door would actually really help with the storage stuff. Because then I can actually just put books on it and I'll have a nice bookshelf. Big problem is because I build a lot of Legos, I want a place to display some of those too. And it'd be interesting.
But with this Murphy door, I wonder, like, you putting stuff on the shelves, using it as a door, opening it.
Yep.
Would the stuff stay in place on the shelf, or is it going to fall every time that you open that door?
Well, all you got to do is not swing it open like a banshee.
I'm just saying. I mean, even if you, you know.
No, it should all stay as long as it doesn't have, like, wheels on it. Like I said, I'd mostly be storing books and some Legos, but I could, you know.
I just wonder how, like, well it holds stuff on that shelf.
Well, for the price you pay for the door, it better be the best freaking shelf you've ever owned.
Yeah.
Ever. So this thing came in. If I order it from the Home Depot, you can order Murphy doors from Home Depot. I had to custom make it with the proper swing and the right amount of shelves and the setup that I wanted with the wood color and everything so it would match here. But you're looking at $2,530.
It's not too bad.
Well, when you consider it's a really nice shelf and it's also a door.
Uh-huh.
And like hollow core doors that you buy for the inside of your house are over $100. Solid wood doors that you buy for the interior of your house are closer to $300. And you can end up buying, let's say, a really nice bookshelf for you know, could be as much as like $400 or $500 also. So my brain is thinking it's like a combination of a door and a shelf. So paying like $1,000 or $1,200 doesn't bother me.
Right. It's like kind of paying for something more aesthetically pleasing, like what you would want, you know, for two things in one. It's not like a necessity, but it's like one of those upgrades. Because some people buy like really, really fancy doors for their home, like inside their home, and they're still like almost like they could be almost $1,000 or for the outside of their home.
Well, outside door is a little bit different than an inside door because they have to build them up to a certain quality.
Yeah, but
and
still,
they have to meet NFPA standards of fire ratings and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But there's a lot of stuff that goes into things like that. So, but I was just thinking, it would be cool to have, not that I'm ever going to be able to afford to get one, really freaking would like to have the extra storage space.
Once we win the lottery, every door would become a Murphy door.
Yeah, that would actually be really cool up here, because I know we never, like, really do a lot with our door. So if it was a Murphy door and it just sat the way it's sitting right now every day, it would be nice to have an extra bookshelf.
It actually would be kind of cool for the bedroom to be a Murphy door, because then you can customize it to the bottom where you put in like a little kitty door.
Yeah, kind of. But the Murphy door thing is a little bit different because, well, I guess you could make it that way, however you want.
You could do like all the shelves, and then the last part be like,
yeah,
a little area be like a little door,
a little entry door.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a possibility for that.
Yep.
So there you guys go. There's my 12 Days of Christmas list for this year, 2023. Kind of hope you guys enjoyed the show. Like I said, haven't gotten into too much trouble yet this year, but I got a couple more podcasts coming up in a couple different lists. Towards the end of the year, I think we're going to do another one of those, New Year's resolution ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about the things we did last year that were on our list that we accomplished and the things that we're going to try and get into this year. I know my list didn't get hammered out too hard. I got a few things that were way off the list, so my list got kind of miscombobulated, but I think your list did better than mine did.
Maybe.
I think we attacked a few more of the things on your list. I know I double-checked it not too long ago. But we did a lot of things on your list, and my list kind of, I went in a whole different direction than what was on my list, like I said, with things that I purchased instead of saving my money for the things that I should have did. But there's other things that got taken care of, too.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So we would do that.
Yeah. And I got a couple other cool podcast ideas coming up. Might be having a sit down with Jamie again soon, and possibly Abe, and maybe if we could do a round table with me, Jamie, and Abe, be even funner.
Oh my goodness, that podcast would go on for hours.
Well, that's the point. But
it'd be like a 20-part series, guys. Hold tight.
Yeah. But we'll see what happens with that, and things being what they are, I'm going to be putting out a couple of videos soon. I want to go through building another, I want to go through building a 72-hour kit. Megan doesn't really have a 72-hour kit, and I did just pick up another backpack that I wanted to do a 72-hour kit with. Kind of a bug-out bag, but not quite an inch bag. Inch bag means I'm never coming home bag. So, like, I have an inch bag downstairs that started out as a bug out bag and then just became a I live out of this bag. And I wanted to do a 72-hour bag just to have one, like I said, for throwing in the Jeep for when we go camping and stuff. Just something I could live out of for a weekend. And then I was going to probably build Megan one with her help and kind of teach her about the stuff that goes in it. Probably going to do a video about surviving overnight in the car. I know I did a podcast about surviving in your vehicle. I might actually do a short little YouTube video of examples of how I would live if I got stranded, let's say, in the Jeep or something, or spending a night overnight in the Jeep. I've always wanted to do a live stream overnight in the Jeep kind of situation. And then also I got a couple of neat things going on with some projects that I'm going to be working on soon. So,
yeah,
stay tuned. Also, just before we go, want to give a couple of shout outs to our affiliates. First off, go, if you're a listener to the show, go out and check out my buddy at Flood Munitions on Instagram. He was up for the Gundies this year for photo of the year.
Is he, I'm sorry to cut in, but is he the guy who was on that, on the TV show?
Yeah, on the History Channel show that they did? What was it? It was, God, it wasn't like Wilderness Men, but yes, it was on the Wilderness.
It was something cool. I forgot the name, but I was wondering if that was him.
Yeah, Wilderness Marksman show. Okay. That was on the History Channel or National Geographic Channel. I can't remember
which one. It was on the History Channel.
It was the History Channel. Then, yes, that is him, Flood Munitions. Also, check out my buddy over at Talking Lead, Lefty at Talking Lead. I'm sure he'll love to hear from you guys. Tell him I sent you over there. And then also our affiliates at the Shooter Sports Center at shootersonline.com. Our affiliates over at Root River Archery at rootriverarchery.com. Our affiliates over at Remora Holsters, the very best in concealed carry holsters. You guys got to check out Remora Holsters. And my buddy Emmett over at Smoke and Blue Barbecue. He is out of the...
They're not doing the farmer market stand anymore that they do like in the summertime.
Fall. Yeah, he's out of the farmer's market for now, but he's got the catering. Yes,
they have the catering.
Opened up. So if you guys need anything catered, check him out. You can always check out my Facebook and Instagram. You can get links to those people there also. And I know he was posting some specials that I shared on the Facebook page about catering specials this year where you can get a brisket and like chicken and ribs.
Great
and,
holiday deals. Yeah, just catering just for like your parties or like weddings or anything like that. Even if you're just having like family meals for the holidays and you don't really want to cook that family meal, he'll prepare it for you. All you got to do is pay him and pick it up. And it's done. And he'll probably tell you reheat it, how long and whatnot. Yeah, he can
give you all the reheat instructions and everything for you. But he does a great job over there. His food's delicious. You guys really need to try him out at smokingbluewisconsin.com.
Yes.
So, with that being said,
Happy New Year, guys. Who knows if I'll be back on before the New Year. So, I'll tell you guys Happy New Year now and Merry Christmas. And may Santa Claus bring you all what you want.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening. I really appreciate it. Like I said, go to all the social medias. Got the Instagram page, Guns Oil and Dirt. Got the YouTube channel, Guns Oil and Dirt. All one word for the YouTube channel. I know it's hard to find, but it's all one word. Got the TikTok. I haven't put a TikTok up in a while. I haven't done too much Instagram stuff. I did post a little bit of a recap of all the shooting I did this year on the YouTube channel, though. Bunch of matches and stuff like that. So feel free to check all that stuff out. And also the Guns, Oil, and Dirt podcast group on Facebook. Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate everything. And feel free to send me a message or talk to us or shout out once in a while. And really appreciate you guys being there. Thanks very much, guys. We'll chat at you later.